Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem. We are up to Siv Gimel, the second to last line on page 304. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Uvarosi mikem hamordim v'haposhim bi. The Pasuk says, I will purge out from you those who rebel and sin against me. And the Gemara in the Nedarim tells us, Elu b'nei teisha midos, these are the children that come about from nine relationships between the husband and wife. Number one, b'nei anusa. Number two, b'nei snua. We'll just touch what it is. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah give us more clarity. B'nei anusa is the children that come out from a woman that is forced into having bia. B'nei snua is the children that come out of a woman that is hated. B'nei nidui is the children that come out when, as the Be'er Halacha tells us, whether he or she is a nidui. B'nei tmura is the children of an exchange. We'll see what that means. B'nei moredes, the children of a woman who rebelled. B'nei shichrus, the children of one of the parents during the bia were drunk. B'nei grusha salev, the children that come out of a relationship when the husband has in his mind to divorce his wife. B'nei irguvia is the children that come out of a mixture. We'll see what that means shortly. And then b'nei chutzpah, the children of chutzpah. And now we see them in Shabura, beginning at Sivkata and Yodalad. So we have the b'nei teishamidos. Number one is b'nei anusa. Afilu eina anusa. Even if she's not actually forced to have the tashmish shamita, rak she'ena merutza mipnei kashi yeshla alov. She's just not appeased because of the anger that she has on her husband, and he has bia with her during that state. That's called b'nei anusa. Lochein yufayis v'achagach yivol. Therefore, it's important that the husband first appeases the wife, and then they have tashmish shamita. Sivkatan tesvav b'nei snua, the children of one who is hated b'shas tashmish. It means she is hated at the time of the tashmish. Aval im hi oz ritzuya, but if at the time of the tashmish she was appeased, afal pi she is snua, even though in general she is hated, but during the maisa tashmish she was not snua, shari, that would be permissible, that's from the tour. Sivkotan tazayin b'nei tmura, the children of an exchange, afilu shtei hanoshav, even if both the women were his wives, ukigon shen eskaven lozovin is damna lo acheres. And the case is that he had kavana for this wife, and then it happened that he had bia with the other wife. And the Shaar Tzion tells us in Ozayin, Hiksha Magen Avon, the Magen Avon asks a kasha on this, the halo Yaakov niskavin lo Rachel lo Baaleya, that Yaakov Avinu had kavana to marry Rachel and to be having bia with Rachel, and he ended up having bia with Leah. And according to the way we're explaining over here, B'nei Tmura, one of the Teisha Midos, that would be the case over here. And we know that there was even a conception from that Bia, according to many. The Teretz, the Magen Avraham, answers, Dafka kishin nisgavin luguf zeh, v'nizdamna luguf acher tachtov. This case of B'nei Tmura is when you were mechavin for one guf, and you happen to get a different guf. Aval Yaakov b'shas k'nisasu l'chuppah, but when Yaakov, at the time that he entered the chuppah, ra'a Leia v'nisgavin l'gufa, he saw Leia, his kavana was for her guf, rak she'savar she'shma Leia, Rachel. He just thought that that was Rachel. He thought her name was Rachel, but he wasn't nisgavin for that guf. Al kein leis longo, therefore it's not a problem. The problem over here of B'nei Tmura is that he was nisgavin for this guf, and he happened to end up having a different guf. Sivkoton Yudzayan Moredes, the children of a Moredes, Da Amra Lo Ba'ina Locha Laval, talking about a woman who is rebelling and she says, I don't want you to be my husband anymore. And then they have Tashmir Shavita, that's the B'nai Moredes, the children that come out of that. The Afal Pikenu Meshameshima, and even though she says she doesn't want you to be my Baal anymore, he still has Bia with her. Afal Pishim Merutza Lo B'shas Tashmish, even if at the time of the actual Maisa of Tashmish she was appeased, La Maisa, she says, I don't want you to be my husband. That already is going to be considered B'nei Moredes. Sivkotun Yudches B'nei Shechrus, Hu Ohi Shikura. Either he is drunk or she is drunk, that will be B'nei Shikura. Umistabra didafka nizbalbel daito machma shichrus velo b'sheshasa revius. And it's logical to say, says the Prima Gadim, that we're talking about someone whose mind is confused because of the shichrus, and not just that the person, he or she, drank a revius of wine. Sivkotun yutes grushas halev, the children that come out when the woman is in the husband's mind going to be divorced. Shevedaito lagarsha. The husband plans on divorcing her. Afal pishu oava. It could be even that he loves her, but he plans on divorcing her. Kigom le osan shekofen lahotzi. If it's one of those categories of nashim that he's forced to divorce, even if he likes her still, so that would be bnei grusha salev. So katan chav bnei irbuvia, a mixture. Kigon sheno sein oz daito alacheres. When he's having bia with his wife, his mind is on someone else, even if it's another wife of his. Kamo shekasav esebeis, like we saw yesterday in sebeis. And the last one was bnei chatzufa, shetovato bepe. We're talking about here where a woman requested to have the tashmish with her mouth, so that's going to be a problem. Avo imikashetes atzma, but if she just adorns herself, umiratza also, and she appeases him, sheyitein daito aleh, that he should pay attention to her, for tashmish, adarabba, the opposite is true. Oz chayiv ba'ona, then he's chayiv to have tashmish with her, that's considered the ona. Kidil elbis if aleph, like we saw already yesterday in sif aleph. V'havu lei banam hu ganam, in such a case where she did the appropriate steps, so then the children will be proper children. V'chol elu hadvarim haniskarim kan sarach lizor afilu kishim uberes ozakena she'ena ru'uya leili. Like we mentioned yesterday, from the Bir Halacha, all these things mentioned over here today, one has to be careful about, even if she's already pregnant or she is too old to have children, where she's no longer in either case going to become pregnant. So therefore you might think that these b'nei Teisha Midos is not a problem. Says the Prima Gadim, it is still something that one should be careful about. One should be careful not to have Tashmish Amida with his wife while she is sleeping. Says the Mechaber Vaita Sif Dalin, Osir lehistakel ba'osel makom, it is forbidden to look at osel makom of an isha. Shekolam mistakel shom ein lo boshes ponim, one who looks there does not have any busha. Va'over al behatznei alechas, he's also over the pasuk of walking with tznias. Umaver habusha me'alponav, and it removes any busha from his face. Shekolam mizbayish ein ochote, because anyone who has busha does not sin. Diksiv, as the pasuk says, "Uvavur tia yirasu al panechem," in order that you should have the fear of Hashem on your face. Zu habusha, that refers to busha, and then it says "Levilti sechato," so that you should not sin. So you see, when a person has yiras Hashem, which we're saying here is busha, he does not come to sin. Va'od dekam megare yitzahara benafshe, also by being mistaka by osu makom, he's also getting his yitzahara going. The kol shekin ha no shek sham shover al kol eila, certainly one who is no shake that area, he's over on all these things. Va'od, and furthermore, shover al bal teshaktsu as nashos sechem, he's also over the iser of bal teshaktsu. Now there is no mishabur and sevdal, but there are a couple of bir halachas. If you look at the bir halacha, the maskal asur lestakel, the haover al zeh havin lebonim sumen. The Gemara tells us that one who goes against this, and he is mistakel b'osumakom, he will have children that are blind. The kol shekein, we said certainly one should not be no shake that place. The haover al zeh, says the bir halacha, one who goes against this, havin lebonim ilmen, he will have children that are mutes. Now let's go weiter in the mechaber sivhei. If during the Tashmish Amita he is on the bottom and she is on the top, that is considered Azus. Shimshu Shneim Ke'echad, if they're side by side, they're like one, Zu Derech Ikesh, that is the crooked way. Says the Mechaber Vaita Sevav, Sevav we will start tonight, and Amir Tashem will finish it tomorrow night. Osir L'shamish Mitaso Bifnei Kol Odom Imuneyor. It is Osir to have Tashmish Amita in front of any person if that person is awake. Vafilu Ayidei Hefsek Mechitza Asara, even if there is a separation of a wall that is 10 Tfachim high. Ubifnei Tinok She'en Yodei L'daber, but in front of a small child that does not yet know how to speak, Mutter, that is permissible. A house that has in it, or a room that has in it a Sefer Torah, or one of the five Chumshei Torah that is made in a scroll like a Sefer Torah, Osir L'shamishbo. One is Osir to have Tashmish Amita in the same room, Ad She'yia B'fon of Mechitza, until there is a proper Mechitza there. And the Ramah says, U'le'inyan La'asosa B'Shabbos, in terms of making such a Mechitza on Shabbos, Ayin L'kamon Reish Simen Shin Tazvav, that we'll get to Mirtz Hashem in Hilchos Shabbos. That's where we'll stop on the top. We'll see now the Mishabura in Sivav, beginning with Sivkoton Chabez. We said it is usher to have Tashmish Amita in front of any person, even if it's usher l'shamish mitaso in front of any person that is awake, even if there is a hefsek of a mechitza asara. Hatam, the reason is the margish hu be'esh shahala mishamish mitaso, because that person feels when this guy is having tashrish hamita, ve'ein kan snius, and that is a lack of modesty. Ve'hu be'inyan she'ein margishim klal, but if it's done in a way that they can't tell at all, mutter al yidei hefsek mechitza, the achronim say that it would be mutter if there is a separation of a mechitza. Then we said in the Mechaber, to be in a bias or in a cheder where there's a Sefer Torah or chumashim asuim beglila, sifkatun chav gimel rotzalomer means to say shein ksuvim beklav kmo Sefer Torah, they're written on a cloth like a Sefer Torah, elo sheyesh ben rak chomesh haTorah, but they only have a fifth of the Torah, v'hu adin shar kisvei hakodesh kishein asuim beglila, and the same thing would be true with any other kisvei kodesh if they are made rolled up in a scroll. So he said there it is usher to have tashmish hamita ad sheyia b'fun of mechitza, until there is a wall. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotna Chavdal Rotalomer means to say, afilu himu nachas ba'argoz, even if the Sefer Torah is in a box. The algav ha'argoz yesh od kisui, on top of the box is another covering. The lagabe tfilin ushar svarim, that when it will come to tfilin or other svarim mahani, the double covering, as we'll see next time, will help. Kedol kameh. But the Sefer Torah aser ad shiyah mechitza mafsekes. If you have all the coverings that you want, it's still aser tatash shemitah in the room of the Sefer Torah until you make a mechitza that separates between you and the Sefer Torah. Ukeshiyesh mechitza, and if there is a proper mechitza, afilu eina munachas ba'argas klal gam kein shari. Then even if the Sefer Torah is not in a box, as long as there's a proper wall, it will be permissible. So what we're saying over here is, as many covers as you want over the Sefer Torah does not help. A wall helps, and once you have the wall, you don't need any other coverings of the actual Sefer Torah. Sifkaton chafei, you need to have a mechitza. Umasha poros vilon saviv hamita, that which one has a curtain that is surrounding a bed, eino bichlal mechitza, that's not considered a mechitza. Vafilu havilon hu gavoa harbe, even if this curtain is very high, she'ein ha-sefer nira al yidei zeh, and it blocks that the Sefer Torah is not visible. Va-sefer Torah munachas ba-argaz, and the Sefer Torah is also inside a box. Uvekama kisuyin al ha-argaz gam kein aser, even if the Sefer Torah is in a box and there are various coverings over the box, it's still going to be aser. Shehavilo nov v'nod al yidei ruach, because that curtain sways back and forth with the wind, and therefore that is not considered a mechitza. Kosav Amagen Avram, im yesh nekovim v'chalonos v'mechitza ke'en seriga, if there are holes or windows in the wall like lattice, aser, it is forbidden, ad sheyu asvarim mechusim min ha'ayin she'en nirin, until the svarim are going to be covered. So there is a din mechitza over there, because the holes and the windows would not be a problem, assuming that within three tefachim it would be loved, it would be considered a proper mechitza, but it's still aser, because we don't want the Sefer Torah to be visible, so you have the mechitza, but you would have to actually cover the Sefer Torah as well, so they're not visible. That is what the Magen Avraham writes. V'sefer na'ar shalom mefakfek al dvarav, he takes issue with this. V'chein b'sefer tosefes Yerushalayim also takes issue with this. V'v'kom ad l'chak yishlis mochalzeh, however, in a pressing situation, one can rely on this Magen Avraham. Achein, however, l'chatchila tov l'chasel shelo yu asfarim nirim, but it's better that the wall is closed up the whole way and they're not visible at all. U'beprat b'sefer Torah b'vadei yish l'hachmir, suddenly when it comes to Sefer Torah, again, the Mechaber joins together a Sefer Torah and any other kisvei kodesh that is in a galila, but specifically in a Sefer Torah, one should l'chatchila make sure that the wall is a solid wall and it's not visible. If not, then Makom Atchak, we said you can rely on the Magen Avraham that there is a wall, and even though the walls have a hole in it, so you'll cover the Sefer Torah. That way you have the Din Mechitza, and you also have that it's not visible. Let's look in the Shaar HaTzion in Os Yud Beis. He says, V'im Yeshum Kisui Ala Svarim Mutra Afilu B'Sefer Torah. This is going back to the first wide line. We said that if the wall has some holes in it like lattice, it is Aser. However, like we pointed out in the Magen Avraham, that's only if there are no coverings of the Sefer Torah. But the Shaar HaTzion says, V'im Yeshum Kisui Ala Svarim, but if the Svarim are covered, Mutra Afilu B'Sefer Torah, it will be Mutra even with the Sefer Torah. Because in truth, since there is a din mechitza that's mafsik, havelei sham cheder, that would be considered a cheder. The ein mechitza mafsik b'neihem. I went to the wrong place. I'm sorry. I continued in the Bir Aloch instead of the Shaar Tzion. The Shaar Tzion says again, if there are holes in the wall, but the svarim are covered, it's going to be mutter in the Sefer Torah. To have beemes kevin sham mechitza mafsekes, because lemaisa, since there is a din mechitza that separates, havelei sham kereshus acheres, that wall makes it really a reshus acheres. Elo the alkol ponim ikak tzas bizayim mishum sheniris. Just that there's an added problem over here. There's a little bizayim on the fact that they're visible through the wall. The cave and the mechusa shari. So since they're covered, that's going to be okay. So even though ideally, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, you should have a wall that is a solid wall that you can't see through it. So you have a good mechitza and you're not able to see it. But if the mechitza has holes, you have the mechitza, but you want to make it that you can't be visible. So covering the svarim or the Sefer Torah would be good enough, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, certainly b'shas atchak. Let's see a couple of more bir halachas. The Ramaskol bayish sheyesh bo Sefer Torah. One before that, Neor. We said again in the Mechaber, in the beginning of Sivav, it's asur l'shamish mitasu b'fnei ko'odom imhu neyor. One cannot have bia in front of any person if that person is awake. U'mipnei yoshin mutter afilu below hefsek mechitza. But if it's in front of a person who's yoshin, a person who's sleeping, the tashmir shamita is mutter even without a hefsek mechitza. U'mikom akom l'chadchila tov b'mokom shev the odom yishenim b'bayis. However, l'chadchila, it's better in a place where there are other people that are sleeping in the house, shiyamid nechitza saviv amita. So even though they're sleeping, meikra, then it's okay, but certainly the chachila would be better if there was some kind of nechitza that is surrounding the mita. Vaiter in the Bir Alocha, bayish sheyesh bo Sefer Torah, mashma v'gemara diyesh bazech shas sakonen yavrozeh. The Gemara is mashma that these halachos of having kashas amita with a Sefer Torah in the room is very serious, and it's mashma that there is a chshas sakona if you do not do it properly. Finally, Bialocha de Ramaskel ad sheyeh b'fanav of mechitza. We said if there is a Sefer Torah there, you have to have in front of it a mechitza. Mistimas hatur shulchan aruch mashma. The mashmos of the mechaber is the kevan sheyesh mechitza mafsekes. That once you have a mechitza that's separating, afilu im a Sefer Torah omed l'malo bagova. Even if the Sefer Torah is high up, it's really on the other side of the wall, but it's higher than the wall, v'niris me'rochok, and you can see it from a distance, it's still going to be shari, because since by the mechitza we view the mechitza as if it goes all the way up, that's a proper halachic mechitza. Even though it could be seen, it would be shari. However, ayin bel yirabah shemefakve b'zeh, bel yirabah does take issue with this mashmos of the Torah Shulchan Aruch. And for sure, by a Sefer Torah, for sure, once you machmir to cover it, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you're able to see it through the holes in the lattice wall, so b'shas alchak, you can cover the Sefer Torah, and that takes care of the wall, and that it's not nearest, here would be the same idea, even if it's high up, so mikra dim would be okay, but really should cover the Sefer Torah, so that it should not be visible, even though it does have a proper din mechitza. We will stop here and continue with the rest of Sevav Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.